live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Interesting little story about a tax protester in Muncie, Indiana. Kerry Malcho was so upset by his property tax bill, according to the AP, he decided to make a scene by paying it. All $12,656.07.
Gosh, 12 grand for property
tax? You believe that? I mean, there are people in this country that don't make 12 grand in a year.
God.
I presume he's got a nice house, but still, that's
and
a lot of money.
Probably some property, too.
He paid it with bags of change and $1 bills. Now, normally if you try to...
I would think that you would need a trailer to transport all that money.
I don't know how much change he used, but normally when you try to pay with change, the government gets very upset and they'll refuse it.
They'll want you to write your name and address on it in case one of the rolls is short a dime.
Right, right. They'll have you jump through some extra hoop. But in this particular case, he brought, it sounds like, a lot of bills along with him. And if you're paying with cash, I've never heard of the government actually refusing bills. I never heard of that.
Nope.
I'm sure it's been done, but it's certainly an interesting way to do things. Malcho lugged the cash-filled bags to the Delaware County Treasurer's Office recently and plunked them onto the counter. His unorthodox payment stalled the line as cashiers labored to count it by hand. Ha! Put those bureaucrats to work. He says, I did it so people can physically see what $12,000 is, said Malcho, who has staged other recent protests to draw attention to Indiana's property tax increases. Malcho arrived at the treasurer's office about 3:30 p.m. with the money covering the bill for his Muncie home, business, and rental properties. It took all three of the office's cashiers...
So his home, his business, and his rental properties.
Right. 75 minutes to count out the cash. County Treasurer Warren Beebe said cashiers had to work overtime to count the money, guarded by sheriff's deputies. He said they were fast. They were hustling. They were used to counting money, but of course that left other people standing in line. It was an awkward situation. Beebe said the tax protest, now this is an interesting point, the tax protest also prevented his office from making its daily deposit at a Muncie bank. And you know what, Mark? It apparently cost the county an estimated $1,135.
How is that?
In interest that it otherwise would have accrued overnight by depositing the property tax payments collected Monday.
Jeez.
Can you believe that your local county government is making that much money in a 24-hour period on the money they collect from you?
It's incredible. I mean, and it's with these property taxes, if you don't pay your property taxes, they take your property away.
Yeah.
That makes one wonder, whose property is it anyway?
Not yours.
I mean, if you have to pay this organization in order to keep your property, whose property is it? Sounds like you're renting it from the government, doesn't it?
It's exactly what it sounds like. That is what you're doing. You're a glorified renter, basically. Property taxes are a hot topic this summer. Many Indiana communities, on average, homeowners can expect a, oh my goodness, 24% increase in their property taxes statewide this year. Although many face bills that have spiked even higher, that's led to protests and complaints by residents who call the increases too high. Malcho said that when people pay by check or by an escrow account through a bank, they might not notice the amount of the bill. He says when you pay in cash, you have a tendency to feel that pain a little bit more, he said. His protest payment came a few days after state officials backed Governor Mitch Daniels' recent order for a general property tax reassessment in that county. Daniels had ordered that all property be reassessed there and in the other counties due to evidence that high percentages of commercial and industrial properties were undervalued. State officials now believe a primary reason that the residential bills significantly increase is because countywide spending went up 10.5% this year. It never stops.
You know, as far as they're concerned, it's their money. They don't care what they're spending it on. It just doesn't matter. If you
they have the divine right of governments to take.
You know, and they don't they spend far too much money on these projects. They always come in over budget, and it's sad. It's
10%?
Sad that we have to put up with this.
Government spending went up by over 10% in that one county. Doesn't include the state government. Doesn't include the federal government. property taxes up by over 24% on average.
Mm.
I mean, this is madness, and the only time people ever mobilize to do anything is when it seems like a significant increase. If it's just a percentage here or a percentage there, nobody ever really mobilizes for that. But in this case, there are some people that are upset. There's nothing they can do. They can complain and, you know, make themselves heard at a, you know, county meeting or something like that, but they're not going to say, oh, you know what? We went a little too far this year. We're going to scale it back. No, instead of 24%, we're only going to do 6%. I mean, come on. Who in government is going to do something like that? I don't think that's ever happened in the history of government.
Well, one thing, even if they do, for one reason or another, have lower the property taxes, it happens. They'd never get rid of a new program that they come up with. Almost
right.
Never does a program that the government have go away. You know, maybe they don't have to build a new school that year so they can ratchet it down a little bit or whatever. But you can believe that
that money somewhere else.
One of the schools has to get updated. You know, of course, we've got several of them. We've got kids all over. We've got elementary, middle, high school, all that. It's sad.
800-259-9231. Have you ever engaged in a protest of a similar nature? Have you been so upset by your local property or income taxes that you've done something a little different? Would love to hear your story. In the meantime, we go to Indianapolis and talk to Vince. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, as I tell you guys, the mayor here, the new mayor, was elected on that property tax protest here.
Really?
I mean, mine went up like 38%.
Jeez,
8%. And I mean, I'm sitting there, and but now they're just sitting there saying, well, we can pay at the 2006 level, but we still have to pay at the 2007 bill
in
November.
I want to pay at the 1986 level.
Amazing stuff. So, Vince, how are people handling this? Is there any sort of organization that's fighting it actively?
Well, yes, there's quite a few these citizens groups and these neighborhood organizations that, you know, one was a 501(c). Now they're getting challenged, by the Marion County and the Indiana state government are challenging that now their tax affiliations. And now the IRS is investigating this.
So they're put together so that they can get some project passed through some community organization or something like that.
But they utilize their so-called nonprofit status to criticize and harass the city government of Indianapolis. And mind you, the city council, when they wanted to talk about the tax increases, they raised the local income tax by 65%. And people came down there in droves.
Yeah.
They had the whole place. Because they had to close part of the street off in front of the city county building.
What happened with that?
Well, the city council said they weren't going to be allowed in. And they had the police and the...
Yeah. God knows the citizens shouldn't be allowed to listen to talk to, their government officials.
Mm-mm.
So were they successful? Did they raise the taxes by, 65%?
Yeah, the local income tax was raised by 65% on top of the property tax increases that everybody got.
Now, that way, and what did it do? Like, went from 1% to 1.65 or something like
that? Yeah, 1.65.
Right. I mean, you know what? That's significant, and I'm glad people came out to do it. But again, look at what happened. All those people mobilized. They came out to the meeting. They weren't even allowed in. The city council went and did what they were going to do anyway, and now you guys are screwed. And they're going to do it again and again and again. And nobody ever runs for office saying we're going to reduce. I want to reduce taxes. The best you'll usually get from a city council candidate is I want to keep spending to a reasonable level. I want to keep the increases to a predictable level. That's sort of nonsense.
But Republicans that won, they're not beholden to anybody. And they said the first item of business in January is that they're going to reduce the county option income tax, and they're also going to reduce the property taxes by cutting spending and cutting out the end, because these people are attached.
So these people, they're making promises saying they're going to reduce taxes. They got elected based on those. I hope you'll call us next year and let us know if they actually come through, Vince. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. I wouldn't cross my fingers on that. More on the way.
Oh, it's an unexpected spending increase. Sorry, guys, we just can't give it back to you now. We gotta help the kids, you know? Schools and stuff.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts awaiting you. All kinds of different stuff to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free bbs.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI, they liberate businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231, let's talk to William in Tennessee on the Amp Line. William, you're on Free Talk Live, hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I used to collect property taxes.
You used to collect property taxes?
Yeah, the year before I turned libertarian.
Wow.
And I realized that people didn't actually own their property, and I learned that the Republicans were no different than the Democrats when a Republican would take somebody's home from them for not paying taxes.
Now, did you come to this realization on your own?
Oh, yeah. It was an epiphany. I was actually a volunteer for the Bush-Cheney 2000 campaign.
Okay.
And through social networking, I got this job at a county, cushy government job, collecting taxes. And I was going to be given the inside fast track, and I just thought that was wrong.
What does that mean? Like you could rise up to administrative level or something? What were you fast track for?
I was told that I would be a pretty good level bureaucrat. As soon as I finished my bachelor's degree.
How did you wrangle that? I mean, did you know somebody real well, or what was...
I just worked my butt off for the Bush-Cheney campaign and impressed a lot of people by my work ethic. I mean, I legitimately, the guy was impressed with me and said, I want you to come work for me. Do you have a degree? And I said, no. And he said, well, just get your degree and I'll get you promoted.
Wow.
It wasn't a kind of like a quid pro quo thing. It was more of he saw how hard I worked, and so.
How long were you at it? How long did you have that job?
About 7-8 months.
So what was it that made you cross the line? I mean, made it so you understood that difference. The point about taxes and how people's livelihoods were in jeopardy if they didn't pay and that sort of thing. Was there something that really hammered it home, or was it just?
Well, I collected on delinquent taxes, people that hadn't paid in a while, and it was generally people of lower income whose parents owned their home free and clear, and through probate and other issues, the property taxes would accrue to the point where the heirs couldn't even pay the property taxes to have the home that their parents worked for. And I'm getting emotional.
Yeah, it's sad.
You know, and these likely are the homes that those people, the heirs, grew up in.
Oh, yes.
So and part of your job was to attempt to collect from these people, and if they didn't pay, what did they have you do?
I referred it to the legal.
Yeah, so the houses were taken from them.
You know, I got to the point where I would tell them people the loopholes.
Really? What kind of loopholes were there? Was there some kind of way that they could pay, like a portion of the taxes and stuff?
Yes, if they paid like 10% of the taxes, then it would just get put to the back of the queue.
Really?
As far as, yeah.
So if you only pay 10%?
But big business people know this trick. The big business people know all the tricks, how much they have to pay for the government not to come after or sue them. So they pay the minimum that they can pay not to get sued.
Hmm. Interesting. So if you pay this minimum, will it result in a lien put on your property at any point?
Oh, yeah, there's a lien, and the property can't be sold.
Right.
There's another interesting story. A $22,000 property tax bill I came across for about 500 square feet of ground between the railroad tracks and the street.
Wow.
The parcel got divided when the road came through.
Yeah.
And the owner couldn't do anything with what the property he had left over.
Right, it was
so the property just sat there accruing taxes.
Oh, geez.
Now there's so much taxes owed on the property, nobody would ever redeem it. And the government doesn't even want to collect on it because it's not collectible. They can't auction it for anything.
Interesting. So you had an epiphany. You decided you'd had enough of taking innocent people's money, and you gave it up. What was it like when you resigned? Did you give them a piece of your mind, or...
No. It was just I'm going on to do other things with my life.
Yeah, be productive.
What were some of the other loopholes?
If you, it took a few years to collect on property. If you can avoid getting served, that's a good thing.
Running away, yeah.
Right, because the government has to serve you papers before they can take it. But it's the shady big business guys with the legal teams that get out of all kinds of stuff.
Very
are able to settle. But the it's usually the lower-income people that get their houses stolen from them by the government.
Interesting call, William. Thanks for the inside info, and glad you found freedom instead of toiling away as a faceless, heartless bureaucrat.
Oh, yeah, I'm kidding.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Interesting
story. You know, I like libertarian bureaucrats a heck of a lot better than I like ones that, you know, simply believe the government's the best way to handle problems.
Yeah, but that's got to be a tough job for
it's
a libertarian.
Absolutely, I mean, got to be very, very difficult.
Right, he wasn't a libertarian when he got the job, and then he realized the horrors that he was inflicting upon people, and he decided he couldn't take that.
When you're a fiscal conservative, you're pretty close to a lot of the values as far as libertarianism goes, and then, you know, a little bit of time in there taking away people's homes from them and that kind of thing. It's got to be very rough.
There are some other bureaucratic jobs that I think libertarians can handle much better, you know, like teacher or something else where you aren't actually literally stealing people's money. All right, more on the way here, 800-259-9231. To the phones and to the fun, you bring up anything. Let's talk to Becky in Keene, listening on WKBK. Hey, Becky.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't mean to veer off the track. I mean, that guy was a hard act to
follow. There's no track here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. So what's up?
You guys were talking about the limitations on cafeteria food and things like that.
Yeah, that was last hour. The federal government is proposing a ban on sweet foods, salty foods, tasty foods.
I was going to say pretty much anything that tastes good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about you, but back in high school, I had that one teacher that I could not stay awake through.
Mm-hmm.
So there had to be at least one soda in my bag.
Okay.
And I had to survive my midterms and my finals with a liter gallon of Jolt.
Wow.
And about a 30-pack of Pixie Sticks. And I don't know what these kids are going to do with all these restrictions and everything now. Because
they're going to do what you did. They're going to bring their own stuff, and they're going to sell it. That's what I would do.
Definitely.
I wonder if they're
going to
be going through kids' thermoses.
My fiance and I were talking just a little while ago. I have an 8-month-old daughter, and when she gets school age, her father's going to teach her, this is free enterprise, you sell this to these kids and put the money in a college fund.
There you go. Pay for the college fund with the profits you make from selling in the gray market at the government schools under the restricted status on their food situation.
Very good.
Exactly.
Just a mess. Becky, good hearing from you. Call us again sometime. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus to the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And the new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet with a blue LED to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get yours at ZeroToys.com. And I might also mention they've got a bunch of cool kind of sci-fi, geeky kind of toys there.
Yeah, they've got the little helicopters, little micro helicopters
right.
That you can, fly around and all kinds of other neat stuff.
That's, once again, ZeroToys.com. Perfect time, considering it's that holiday season. 800-259-9231. We continue with the phone calls here, and we'll go to Philip in Texas, listening on KTAE. Hey, Philip.
Hey, great format, guys. Appreciate the voice.
Thanks for being there. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a working police officer. I'm actually on duty in a small town in Central Texas.
Ah.
And I just wanted to bring up the mentality and mindset of I've been doing this job 10 years.
Mm.
Prior to that, I was on a couple of radio shows myself back in 94, 95 time era. And I got into this to kind of see what was going on, kind of as a project, and I'm pretty much stuck here. But I just wanted to bring up the fact that 99% of what you guys talk about is dead on. That we got guys getting into this profession just to wear a badge and play God.
Mm. Ain't it the truth? Now, when you say 99%, I mean, of the people that you work with, and you said it's a small town police department. Hey, there's his radio. He's real. Sounds authentic.
Yeah, so of the people in your police department,
what would you say the corruption... Is he actually on the radio? Are you okay?
Yeah, let me cut that off there. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Now, what would you say, of your department, what would you say the percentage is that is, on the corrupt side?
Well, it depends on what your description of corrupt is, and I don't mean to be loose, but, I mean, we do things like stop people walking down the street or riding a bicycle, ask them for ID, and if they can't produce ID, throw them in jail for failed ID.
Wow, really?
Small town in Texas. It happens almost every day. And, you know, this to me, that's the playing God factor of this job. And it's just because we have the power to take your freedom away, we're only a 10-man department with a chief.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 8 out of the 10, that's a daily goal is to put somebody in jail and to write as many tickets as you can.
Now, what makes them pick a person that might be riding a bike or walking down the street? Why would they pick that person?
Because in this job, you're pretty much paid by your... It's a numbers game like everything else.
But what makes them pick the particular person that they pick?
Anybody out walking that is walking down the side of the street or riding a bicycle.
I mean, could be anybody, huh?
Yeah,
so there's actually a law in Texas that mandates that people show ID when it's demanded of them?
Well, that's the whole point of my call. It's not really legal, but it's not illegal. If I stop you and ask you to present an ID to me and you fail to give me an ID, it's a charge in Texas. It's called failed ID, and you go to jail.
So what is the punishment for that? I mean, beyond a night in jail, what else? I mean, is it community
it's
service?
It's usually a fine. It's all about the Benjamins, as everything else is.
It sure is.
That's the whole bottom line, is if you're not writing tickets and putting people in jail, you're not working.
So if you've got somebody who is not going to show you their identification, you can arrest them for that, and then if you search them and you find a bag of marijuana, there's an extra charge there, right?
Absolutely, and if they don't tell us before they get to the jail complex, they get a felony charge.
Wow.
Which a lot of them don't say a word, they just keep their mouths shut and won't say it. It's happened here within the last 6 weeks. A gentleman wouldn't tell us anything about himself. He was in one of our city parks late at night.
Mm-hmm.
He was seen going through a dumpster, which is not illegal. It's trash. Yet when he was approached by another department who called ours for backups inside our city, when he didn't produce an ID and wouldn't tell us who he was, he got hooked for failed ID, and he got to the jail. He had a needle and dope paraphernalia on him. Now, obviously, he is a drug addict.
Clearly.
That was clear to see by the way he acted, but that still doesn't mean he doesn't have rights. And I mean, I've been doing this job 10 years, and it's getting worse and worse. There used to be a couple of decent guys that I worked with. Both of them have quit, but I'm kind of in a situation right now I can't get out of. So
Why did they quit?
It's because of the BS, and that we're not allowed. We can't help the people that actually need help, which is what you get into this job to do if you're a good person.
You know what's amazing to me is that when we talk about police issues on this show, frequently we will get people calling in saying, oh, no, it's just a few bad apples. It's most cops, 99% of cops are good guys. They're in there trying to help people.
Well,
are those the people that are just like running cover for the thin blue line? They're just trying to tell you a story?
In 10 years experience, that's either a cop or a cop's family member that's trying to cover for him. And I have actually seen in the last, I'll say 3 months, two separate officers lie on the stand in court in a major case, and then once the case is, you know, adjudicated and the penalties are handed out, we get together afterwards and everybody laughs about putting another one in jail by lying about it.
Wow.
Now, we've been told by police officers that they, in fact, give a sort of training. Now, I'm not saying that it's called lying on the stand training, but they teach you how to be on the stand, and then somehow that works into lying on the stand. Would you corroborate that in any way?
Well, yes and no. There's not really a class in it, but you're taught how to answer questions because 99% of the lawyers, which are in it to make nothing but money, it's like I said, it's all a money game.
Sure is.
The lawyers are in there to tear up the police officer's credibility so he can get his client off to make more phone calls at $65 a pop and, you know, $250 an hour for his work and time.
Right, right.
You know, it's a money game. Everything
the whole thing is a scam. The whole thing.
Exactly.
And you know what? It's interesting that whenever honest cops call in like you, we get the same story. And the same story is always that the corruption rises through the ranks, that the administrators are usually more corrupt than the lower level officers, that the good guys, the guys like you that got in to make a difference and actually help people and catch the real bad guys, the guys like you end up getting frustrated by the system, frustrated by the corruption and the bureaucracy, and they end up quitting, which of course means that, again, more bad guys can move in and move up through the ranks. Wait, is there anything inaccurate about that?
No, sir. That's my point entirely. It's the guys like myself, and if I had a way to get out right now, I'd be gone tomorrow morning. But I'm not allowed to, and I'm on this shift. I work 7P to 7A, and I've been on it forever because I do try to help people. I don't see color difference. I don't see black and white and brown and red and all that. You're just an individual, and the law should be adjudicated equally amongst the citizens that we actually work for, and yet that's not the way it works. And,
how do you feel?
And I said, I'm in a small town, and see, it's even worse in the bigger towns. So,
really? Yeah. I
don't know what to
tell
you guys, but keep hammering on the hammer. And
well, Philip, you keep it up. You're doing a fine job. I'm glad you're still out there, even though you're forced, you know, you feel like you're in a situation. But it makes me feel good to know that there's still at least a handful of police like you out there somewhere in America. And so when I say things like, you know, you pretty much have to presume the cop is bad until proven otherwise, that's pretty much the case, isn't it?
I would totally agree. And I would say one thing. Like I said, I've been doing this 10 years, and I probably know, in my local area, I probably know around 30, 35 officers in different departments. And I, you know, probably know 150, 200 cops peripherally from being a cop and going to schools and stuff like that. And I would say the vast majority, 80 to 85, 90% at least, are in it for nothing but the power. And because they don't pay us anything. I've been doing this job 10 years, and I barely make $16 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the pay's not good. You do it for the power and the... And I can lord it over somebody else.
Well, sure, and there's perks too, right? I mean, there's perks if you if you're willing to take a little bit of cash or a little bit of drugs here and there and move it over to people that can move them for you, that sort of thing. You can get a little money on the side, right?
Well, like I said, I'm in a small town. I've honestly not ever seen that actually happen in my 10 years, but I know it does go on.
Yeah,
there's
you're damn
always
right it does.
Rumors. Well, there's always rumors of certain people that never get in trouble and can keep delivering. We got a guy delivers dope here from Houston once a week. He's been doing it for 7 years, and everybody in the whole county knows it, and the guy continues to do it. He's a protected individual. Now, who's getting paid off, I couldn't tell you.
He must know somebody. He's got to know somebody, you know. That's
absolutely
how it works. The cops, where I come from down in Florida, there is one sheriff down there that sort of runs the whole drug operation in his county, and every drug dealer, you know, they've got to get approval, essentially, to go and deal drugs in his county. Otherwise, they're subject to arrest. That stuff really goes on. This isn't fantasy. Thanks for the call, dude. We hope to hear from you again. Keep us in the loop what goes on down there. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you want to chime in at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you're enjoying the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping. It is the holiday season. That means you're probably going to be buying more stuff than you normally do, whether it's something you need for life or something you're just getting for a friend or family member as a gift. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and start your shopping experience there. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 41 categories to shop in. Everything from their huge selection of books and DVDs all the way to big items like furniture, high-dollar electronic devices. I mean, it's all there. It's like the biggest department store ever. And if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you've got to do the shopping. You might as well do it through that link. Get a great deal. Free Super Saver shipping on many items. Once again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. And it is the perfect storm. The Free State Project, the most critical presidential election in living memory, and the New Hampshire primary. You know you're going to the Liberty Forum, right? You don't want to miss this critical moment in history. The time to register is right now, tonight, or tomorrow. The special low rate at the hotel ends this coming Monday. So literally less than, 36 hours? Less than 30 hours or so. Not very long off. The time to register is right now. The low rate's going to end. After that, the hotel's going to go up due to the incredible demand for rooms in New Hampshire because of the presidential primary. So it's not just the Liberty Forum that's going on. It's literally a couple days after the forum is over, the primary's happening. So
right.
There could be all kinds of people in town, and those rooms are going to sell out quick. So if you want to get the special rate and a 10% discount off of registering for the forum, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use this code to get the 10% discount. 2008 FTL. All one word, 2008 FTL. You'll save 10%, and we'll see you at the 2008 Liberty Forum. All right, so let's go right into the phone calls here. Bill in Connecticut is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill. Bill, Connecticut. Sounds like he's driving. Bill? Yeah, let's try John in Salem. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Salem, New Hampshire, John.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey,
what's
John
on your mind?
Got to tell you, this is the strangest Free Talk Live program I ever heard.
Why is that?
Nobody has bothered to call in to mention that the issue with the government feeding our children is that we have the government feeding our children. We all know that they are putting mush into their heads. Why are we letting them put poison into their bodies?
Why anyone would allow?
I did not call to get into an issue of which foods are better and which are worse.
Sure.
But I'll tell you this, if I have a choice between some activists and some corporate lobbyists who are pushing the government to push certain things on our children, I think I might listen to the activists at least a little bit.
Well, I don't know, man.
The problem is, the the whole system might be a scam where they're pitting one group against another.
They
Why
all have
are
an agenda.
We doing this to our children? Get the children out of those schools if you can.
Absolutely. If you care about your kids and you can somehow pull it off, afford it, there's no better solution than homeschooling or, you know, even it's not as good of a solution as homeschooling, but it's better than government schools, private schools,
and
sort of the in-between option.
Let me repeat for the listeners in case they didn't get it. We know that they are putting mush into their heads. Why are we letting them poison their bodies?
Brilliant point,
well?
John. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231.
I wouldn't let the government feed me.
No way. Let's continue. Let's try Bill again. He should be back in Connecticut. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you all for what you all do.
What's up, Bill? Go ahead.
Respond to a point that you all made on Saturday, all the callers have made as well, about how to fund the police and the fire departments. And I hear through that point, I'm going, well, wait a minute, there's an obvious way, because I do it for a living.
Tell us about
gambling facilities.
What's that?
Gambling facilities.
Gambling facilities, okay.
Where I live, we have a facility where we have bingo gaming, and we have a fire department that's in there right now, and in the past, we've had numerous fire departments, we've had police departments in there, and just as it is, they make a unfathomable amount of money, and take away the government regulation that's put into place, to limit how much money they can make and how much they can, pay out.
Yeah.
And it would just be, it would be unheard of.
Well, it's an interesting idea. I mean, it's certainly not free market related, but it's certainly a different version of funding than what we have today.
It's voluntary funding.
Not on the part of the casino. They have to. They're being forced to pay that percentage or whatever it is to the department. But it's voluntary,
no.
In that the people go and gamble there.
It isn't really voluntarily. Our facility, for example, any not-for-profit organization can hold games in our facility. For example, there's a organization that does. Helps people charitably, that pay bills and things
like
that.
So the casino isn't being forced to do this. They are choosing to do it as a sort of a civic sort of duty or civic-minded concept.
Well, and it's on a rent basis as well. So they are getting, the facility does make money off of renting out the building.
Huh.
But the organizations that are in there are there of their own volition. And whatever money they make is their money just as long as they pay the bill.
Very good. Bill, thanks for sharing, man. Your cell phone's a little rattly, so I got to let you go. But thanks for the idea. 1-800-259-9231. Interesting. Sounds like certainly a more voluntary option. Maybe may not be perfect, but he's saying that the police department would essentially rent the facility and utilize its tables and that sort of thing to raise money for itself. Of course, the money to rent the facility probably coming from tax dollars. But again, less force is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
Right? It's moving in the right direction, I suppose.
I'm for that.
But still, I think the true solution is to marketize those programs, fire and police protection, and have them fund themselves 100% on a voluntary basis, like everyone else does in the marketplace. Every other business person operates on a voluntary basis, and so should they. And that would completely change the way the system operates. We were just talking to a police officer moments ago on the program who told you, from his experience in the last 10 years, the corruption continues to get worse. These cops are just out of control. They aren't interested in customer service. They don't even have customers in reality. But if we change the system from a coercive funding method, which is what government normally does, to a voluntary funding method, then all of a sudden these unaccountable bureaucrats will become accountable business people instead of bureaucrats. And it will completely change the structure of the system, the way they treat their customers, and so on and so forth. It's really fascinating to think about the fundamental changes that would make in the system. It wouldn't attract the power freaks because they wouldn't have power anymore. They would only have power in the event that someone violated another person's rights and had to be taken in.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the only issue where they would actually have the ability to snatch somebody from the streets and put them in a cell for a night or two or four or whatever. So 800-259-9231, let's talk to Gene the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, I'm getting ready to go to China again.
All right.
another 2 weeks or so, and this time my mission is to find a stop sign. Remember, I mentioned to you once before that in all my trips to China, I realized I'd never seen a stop sign. I was wondering, well, why do we need stop signs anyway?
Yeah.
We really don't. But I did find out since then that they do have something called a stop sign. It looks more like our yield sign. It's an orange, yellow triangle, and it just has the character stop on it. Now, I've never seen one of those either.
Interesting.
But I'm going to start looking and see if I can find me one. I would think that that triangle with stop on it would mostly be at the gate to some kind of a
government facility?
Yeah, a facility where you have to stop at a little check booth or something to get in.
Now, do they have other traffic control devices like traffic lights and that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, they got lights. And
right.
They have police officers standing on little blocks in the middle of the islands. Less and less of that now. It's mostly mostly traffic lights. But there's a lot of intersections that are just uncontrolled, and people manage to get through them without killing themselves.
Isn't it amazing, Gene? I mean, can you imagine that?
And I remember when I was younger, we didn't have that many four-way stops. Don't think I ever saw a four-way stop as a child. Most of them were either two-way stops, and a lot of them didn't even have stop signs on either way. They would have a yield sign.
One
way
would be yield. That's the sensible thing.
The other way would have the right of way.
Right, a yield sign allows people to use their discretion, whereas a stop sign is nothing but an excuse for revenue collection.
Yep, it gives you a reason to write a ticket and bring that money into the coffers, and that's
right.
The only reason for it.
Yep.
In fact, I see people, they have got this stop sign so engraved in their head that at 3 a.m., there's no cars anywhere. There's
right
no
now.
Headlights, nothing. They will make a full stop at that stop sign.
Must obey.
Yeah, and it's even
obey.
Worse, stop lights in the middle of the night. What
oh,
the
God.
Hell are you supposed to do? Those things will sit there for 3 minutes.
Now,
you're just
Canada
waiting for nothing.
Canada has a good program. At nighttime, their lights start blinking red one way and yellow the
sometimes
other way.
That happens. That used to happen down in Sarasota where
some
we
places.
Used to live. Gene, thanks, dude. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return Monday night, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Disciples.